Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'urim, Mirambam, in Hilchos Malachim. Baruch Hashem, we have reached Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Beis. Previously, we learned Halacha Yud Aleph, and the truth is, there is a lot more to say. We only had one shir. We asked why the Rambam only codified the halacha of Ein Moshen Oisin Ela Ala Mayon. And the Rambam didn't mention the halacha about the Pach versus the Keren. That it says in the Gemara that you want the Malchus to continue, your Moshech al Yidei Keren, not al Yidei Pach, as Shaul and Yair were al Yidei Pach, and their Malchus didn't continue. So we discussed that in the previous shir. And one approach that we didn't mention, you can look in the Torah of Rabbeinu that we've been going through. So he suggests that the Din of Meshicha, the Ad HaMayon, is that his Malchus should be long, whereas the Pach, it's that it should be long, it should go from door to door. And since the halacha is that the only Malchus that's a Malchus of Keva is before the splitting up of the Malchus, the time of Shlomo, but afterwards there's no inyan that it should go midor lador, because we don't want there to be a split up Malchus. So the Mayan is for the king himself, that should be long, that the Rama Paskins. But the Pach, which is, as Rabbeinu proves from Yehu, that Yehu Taka had a long Malchus, but it wasn't Rabbanav, and it was Bepach, so that symbolizes in the oil in a Pach, as we discussed in the previous year, is shorter lasting, less protected, so that's, it's not going to go Midor Lador. So today, anyway, we don't want the Malchus to go Midor Lador, because the Malchus was split up, so it's not Maisa. That's one approach we didn't mention. Another one that Rabbeinu discusses is that in the Mayan, it's more apparent, you see it with your eyes, that the Mayan is Nimshach, it's flowing. So that removes Machlokas. You want it to remove Machlokas, so that shows that it should flow and the Machlokas should go away. That's why you have to anoint, otherwise it goes from your Ben Me'av Leben. But a Keren, the Maisa doesn't prove this, that the Meshicha is going to keep flowing to his children as well. So Mela, it's not the Meser, the Machlokas. You don't see it as much in the Pach. Whereas the Mayan is, and that's really the Machlokas, it's Pshat in the Mayan that it's supposed to go from generation to generation, or it's Pshat that it's in the Melech himself. In the previous Teretz, we said it's the Melech himself. That's how some people hold. Other people hold that it should go from father to son. That's the Sheitim Mashiach Malchuso, and you see that with the flowing spring. So that shows that that'll be Meser the Machlokas, that should keep going from him and to his children. But Beguf HaKeren, you don't really see anything. So that's less effective than being Meser the Machlokas. So the Rambam was learning the real halacha is about the Meshicha, the Adamayan, but with the Pach. That's just an inyan, not a din. On Kol Panim, that's just because whenever I say that we're going to discuss this more, I like to keep my word, even though I say b'li neder, because it's always, never know what I'm going to say next. We never know what's going to be next, so it's always b'li neder. But that is, in a word, summarize what Moreinu Rabbeinu said, and now we're going to continue onwards. And again, it should be the schus of Moreinu Ras Shiachim, Moshe Mpeshtim Raiso, Moshe Mordechai, Shiachim Fega Batsim Chadis Batsia, Adel, and Vida, Zokt Rambam in Halacha Yud Beis, Ein Moshe Melech Ben Moshe Melech Ben Melech. You don't anoint the king, the son of a king. Unless there was a machlokes, there was a dispute, or there was a melchama, a war. We anoint him in order to remove the machlokes, and therefore they anointed Shlomo because of Adonio, who created this rift. Yoash, mipnei Atalia, his mother, who killed out anybody who would potentially be king, and Yoash was saved, and he was anointed in order to, because of the machlokas and his throne. And Umashru Yehoachaz, ne Yoyakim Ochid, like the Gemara says in Krisus, that Yoyakim is older than him. So we had to do Mashiach and Yehoachaz. As Moray v'Rabotai, anachnu chshav nikanes leguf ha'inyan, siyata d'shmaya. Belechem Mishnah, הוא מביא שבגמרא בהוריות וכריתות אין מבואר אלא מחלוקת. In Horius and in Krisus, we only see this union of machlokes. We see that if there's machlokes, then you have to anoint the Melech Ben Melech. But if there's no machlokes, it's not necessary. It doesn't say anything about Muhammad. And so the Rambam in Klein Mikdosh only brings Mashiach and Bnei Machlokes. Why does the Rambam write here Mulchama? So the Lechem Mishnah wants to say that even if it's not a Machlokes Gemura, but rather the nation is Meraninin, they're complaining, they're writing editorials in the newspaper against the king. So that's also called the Mulchama. It doesn't mamish have to be a Machlokes. So on Meraninin Acharov. Dost heist machloikes oichitz. Dost is asug shel machloikes. V'zo af zo katami rabbeinu, says Lecha Mishnah. Nan le machloikes, even milchama. Now, that is a very, very chodishtik interpretation of the Rambam. To say that milchama is less than machloikes. Not only machloikas, but even mulchama, which is just a shtickle machloikas, just the amiran and acharov. Very, very schwer. The pashtus, machloikas, is that people are complaining. And mulchama, is sheyesh mulchama b'koyach, neged malchus, so imamish, a war. And if that's the pshat, then it's pashut. That if for a machloikas, you need Mashiach k'dei l'salik ha-machloikes. So a vada for a mulchama was his harbel, shu yotir chamur, chamur yotir. Bevadai shetzarich Mashiach. So what then is the chiddush of the Rambam? So nochama, we have the Rambam's writing what the Gemara didn't say. We have an interpretation of the Lecha Mishnah, which is very difficult to digest. And mulchama is less than machloikes. And we have that if machloikis, melchom is worse than machloikis, then it's a kol shekin, you don't even need to write it. If the Rambam elsewhere doesn't mention melchom. So where are we going with this? So the chido, in Horius writes, in the name of the Sefer Mekrei Kodesh, not a Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, that came a pool chadoshim a few months after the year. After the Chida came Rav Hirsch Pesach Frank. Al Kopanim, he writes in the Sefer, name of the Sefer Mekrei Kodesh, Shemolchama hainu molchama al Yisroel v'no neged malchusoi. Ukibime Mashiach as Shaul. So it has to be a war against the Jews, not against his malchus. And the Chida asks, on this Sefer Mekrei Kodesh, if in Lashon of the Rambam, it's Mashma molchama olav, Kimachloikes she alav. Just like the machloikes is on him, against him, so to the Muhammad is on him, against him, and not against Israel. מה פשר המלחמה פה ברמב״ם? וכן צריך עיון, מניין לו לרמב״ם דין זה? If the word is a war, so then it has nothing to do with machlekes, then where does the Rambam get this from? If it's stam a war. And if it's a war, then how's the Mashiach going to help? Oh, the enemy sees, the Arab sees, Aram sees, whoever it is, Ashur sees that the king is anointed. Mazel tov. That's going to make them stop fighting. So צורך עיון כוונס הרמב״ם בהי מלחום. וכן המקור לזה. מה המקור, מה הסורס לדברי הרמב״ם? והנה רמב״ם כותב שיש משיכה במחלוקת כדי לסלק את המחלוקת. זאת אומרת, the Rambam holds that even במחלקס there is a Yerusha and he's the king. Just to remove the machlekes, to neutralize the machlekes, you need Mashiach. But he's the king all along. And that's not like Rashi in Krisus and Avheim with Beis, Divrei Mas, Rozan Shoshon Yisrael, writes Rashi, Habe Hamalchus Yerusha Veloi Boi Mashiach. If there's Shalom be Yisrael, the Malchus Yerusha Mashiach is not required. Aval, הרויס תאיר יידן. אבל כי איקה מחלויקס, לב ירושה היא ובוי משיחה. But when there's a מחלויקס, it's not a ירושה, and משיחה is required. Wow. When there's a מחלויקס, it's not a ירושה, and משיחה is required. In other words, through the מחלויקס, the din of ירושה is bottle, and it's minui mechodosh. It is a new appointment. Now like the Rambam. So Rashi holds if there's a machlekes, you have to appoint him anew. The Rambam holds that if there is a machlekes, he remains the king, but if there is a salakes a machlekes, you need to anoint him. And already, the Heilige Avnei Nezer, B'yored De'a, B'siman Shin Yud Bet, Sifkatan Gimel, writes, and we have the Kash of the Gemara, in Krisus and Horios. And when the Gemara has a Havamina, that they anointed Malchi Yisrael mipnei ha-machloikes, v'chi mipnei ha-machloikes nimo b'shemen ha-mishcha, because of a machloikes you're going to do me'ila b'shemen ha-mishcha. How's that possible? So the Gemara asks that when it comes to Yoram, that it says that Yehu ben Nimshi, Nimshach ben Machlokes Yoram, Mishu Machlokes Yoram Nimo v'Shemen HaMishcha, and the Gemara says, don't worry about it, it wasn't Shemen HaMishcha, it was Shemen HaFarsimon, Dachya, Farsimon Zach. So according to the Rambam, we have a problem, that if you hold that the king remains the king, even when there's a machlokes, so how, when it comes to a melech, Yehuda, melech, Beis David, how are you anointing with the Shemen HaMishcha? It's Me'ila b'shemen ha-mishcha. If he remains king, then how do you just do a salikas ha-machlokas misuse the shemen ha-mishcha? Bishleim l'das l'ashi, if you hold that, it's, you need a new mishicha, so me'ila, this is what makes him king. But if you just hold it to Salik HaMachloikas, but Be'etzim he remains king, it's Me'ila B'Shemen HaMishcha. וגם צריך עיון שהפסוק שהגמרא מביאה שם בקרב ישראל בזמן ששלום בישראל לא מדבר כלל על משיכה. הגמרא says, if there's שלום בישראל, no משיכה is necessary. But if there's not שלום בישראל, then משיכה is necessary. So that's, but the pasuk is not talking about משיכה. The pasuk is talking about ירושה. Because it says, who בנו בקרב ישראל? So we dash in, when is it who ban of Bekerav Yisrael? When there's Shalom be Yisrael. When there's not Shalom be Yisrael, then there's no Yerusha. The Pasuk isn't talking about Meshicha. The Pasuk is talking about Yerusha. But according to the Rambam, who ban of is even when there's ain't Shalom be Yisrael. Because the only reason you have to anoint him as Lasalik Amachlekes Laishem and Amishcha. So what does this have to do with the Pasuk that's talking about Yerusha, not Meshicha? If the Pasuk was talking about Meshicha B'Seder, that's what the Rambam would say, great. That if there's no Shalom, then you need Meshicha. But that's not what the Pasuk is talking about. The Pasuk says, Bizman Shalom B'Yisrael, there's going to be Yerusha. Ain Shalom B'Yisrael, there's no Yerusha. What does that have to do with Meshicha? והעריך בזה אחד מגאוני דורו מדור הדעה הגאון בעל אבני נזר. אז אנחנו נלך בכיוון הזה על פי דברי מורנו ורבינו זצ"ל. הרמב"ם כותב בפירוש המשניות בקליטות כך: After he writes the din of מלך בן מלך who doesn't require משיחה, but if there's a quarrel between Bnei David, who's going to be Melech, and afterwards they agree, or they have a Rov, or the Sanhedrin appoints him, or a Navi, or a Kohen Gadol, however it is, הרי זה נמשך בשמן המשחה כדי לסלק המריבה ולהסיר המחלוקת מן ההמון, כדי שידעו שזהו משיח השם, ויראו מפניו. והראיה, מה שנאמר בקרב ישראל, אמרו בזמן ששלום בישראל, רצונו לומר, אז אין צריך משיח ישראל משיכה, אבל בזמן מלחמה מושכים אותו. ואמר מפני מה משכו את שלמה. So the Rambam says that after a certain person has been established as king, he's anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha in order to remove the quarrel from the masses, in order they should know he's the anointed of God, and they should fear him. And the proof is that it says, V'kerev Yisrael, Bizman she'ashalom b'Yisrael, meaning, if there's shalom b'Yisrael, Ein tzarech Mashiach Yisrael Mashicha, the anointed of Israel, doesn't require an actual anointing. But Bizman milchama, Moshchim osa, if it's a time of war, then you do anoint him. And it says, Mipnei ma mashchu es Shlomo, etc., etc. Mipnei machlokes Adoniyahu, etc. So in the Avnei Nezer, in Os Beis, he's tamei what we see in the Rambam, that the machlokes is only mitzad Bnei David. The Rambam writes, Kshetektoto umriva bein Bnei David, al eze mehem yimloich. So it's rak mitzad Bnei David, but somebody who's not roi lemelucha, somebody who's not cut out for the Malchus, that's not called a Machlekes. V'rei mevo'ar b'gemara, shemashchu liyo'ash mipnei Ataliah. How can that be? Frek the Avnei Nezer. They anointed Yo'ash because of Ataliah. Now Ataliah wasn't Re'uya l'malucha because she was a woman and the king has to be a male. So why was it necessary to anoint Yoash? Ayin sham b'divrei Maran Baal Ha'avnei Nezer. Yoredeya shin yud bet ot bet. In the chidushim of the Ma'aril Diskin, in Horiois, he has a suffek if the machlokes is dafka beruuyin l'malucha mibeis David, and Itaka proves from Atalia that they had to anoint Yoyosh, that a person doesn't have to be royal malchus in order for the machlokes to be considered a machlokes, but it's mevul lehedya and the Rambam that it's only if it's b'nei David. So you have to be royal malchus. And then we have a kasha then from Atalia, like from the Avnei Nezer's kasha. We also have to understand Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam opens up talking about Lashon Machlekes. The Rambam starts with a quarrel. And after he brings the pasuk of Shalom be Yisrael, he excludes Melchama. Machlekes is not Melchama. So, what's Pshat in the Rambam? That he begins with talking about Machlekes, and then he quotes the Pasuk, Bizman Shalom according to the Gemara, based on the Pasuk, Bizman Shalom B'Yisrael, then you don't need Mashiach, but if ain't Shalom B'Yisrael, because Bizman Milchama, then you do have Mashiach. So what's Pshat in the Rambam? Why start off with Machlokes and end with Mochana? As Nerakach. Rambam Kotev, Shamashicha Yikidei Sheyedu Shezeo Mashiach Hashem V'yeira'u Mipanav. The Mashiach is in order that people should know that this is the anointed of God and they will fear him. This is not a maisa ba'al malasus yira mipanav. This is not stam a maisa that's supposed to create, that's supposed to engender yira. What is it? As Moreinu Rabbeinu explains earlier in Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis, that yiras hamalchus hu guf hamalchus v'kabalasa. Kemalchus al elu, shem tachas shiltoin hamelech. The whole vort of malchus is yirah. There's no yira, there's no malchus. There's no kiyum din of mitzvus minui hamelech. Ayin sham divrei rabbeinu behalacha bet. That the mechus of malchus is yirah, that people should fear the malchus. So even though there's yerushan, he becomes king. Vis-a-vis himself and all of the laws of the king apply to him. Nevertheless, the chalois kiyum mitzvahs malchus, shehu be'am hamakavlim malchusoi, the application of the fulfillment of the mitzvah of kingship that is in the nation who accepts his kingship is not relevant if there's a machlekes. And there is no acceptance of his kingship and his fear on the nation. And automatically, therefore, it is a chisoroin in its guf hamalchus that it's not complete. Umachloikes b'Yisrael af al pishe kanal umelech mikol makom me'apasuk shalom b'Yisrael lomdim shechasera b'shleimut hamalchut ha'yidei shelo kiblu kulam et malchuto. We learn from Shalom b'Yisrael that even though there's Malchus, he's a Melech. He's a Melech. And there's Malchus, but if there's a Machloikes, then we lack the Shleimus HaMalchus, because not everybody accepted his Malchus. Therefore, we require a creation of a complete Malchus, that it should be a Malchus of Kabbalah al-Atzmon, that they should accept his Malchus. Because that's part and parcel of the Malchus that people accepted. Not just a king in name only. It's not just an official title. But rather, there must be an impact on the nation that they should fear him. Shekshiyesh machloket lo chala malchut zo al yidei hayirusha. When there's a machlekes, this Malchus is not chal through the Yerusha because people aren't accepting the Malchus. And therefore, we have to need a din mashicha to create malchus mikoyach hamashicha, not aidei stam yerusha, and malchus aidei yeshicha. She'ein ba amiyut she'ne'amar b'yerusha, she'bizman she'shalom b'Yisrael, if you have this malchus through mashicha, that doesn't have the miyut, the exclusion that was said by Yerusha. In other words, by Yerusha it says that if there's shalom, then you don't need Mashiach. Meaning, when there's shalom, you have an automatic Yerusha. You're cool with the Yerusha. But if there's no shalom, then it's not a Malchus Shlema. You don't have Yerusha, and that's why you need the Mashiach. Because through the Mashiach, the Machlokas is going to go away, and then the Malchus is going to be complete. ובפרט, לפי מה שכתב הרמב״ם, שאין המשיכה לאחר שהסכימו עליו, הרמב״ם says the Mashiach is only after they agreed upon him, על ידי רוב, על ידי נובי, סנהדרין. So the Mashiach is an השבויה במלכוס. The Mashiach creates this Malchus, not סתם הפעולה. And if it was סתם הפעולה, then ניצבת בפנינו בכל עוצמתה, שאלה, וכי מפני המחלוקת נמעול בשמן המשיכה, כדברי הגמרה, וכגושת אבני נזר, it's pshat, just to remove a machlokas, you're allowed to do me'ila. No! It's a chisorin in the malchus. He lacks in his malchus, and the Mashiach is moisif. It's mashlim the malchus. And this ashvuye in his malchus is the din shemen ha-mishcha to create malchus based on, and therefore there's going to be no ni'ila. Lo ni'ila. There's going to be no ni'ila. לפי זה, כיוון שהמשיכה אינה עניין סתם של לסתום פי המקטרגים, so the Mashiach is not just to silence those quarrelsome people, those מחרחרי ריב, those people who are shaking the boat, but rather it's an השבוי in the גוף המלכוס, that the מלכוס is lacking. When there's a מחלוקס, I'm learning from a pasuk of the Sarn and the Malchus, because the pasuk is Shalom be Israel, that's who banav, when there's Shalom, and there's Yerusha. And it's Taka talking about Yerusha. So the Rambam writes, that's only a machlokes, that there's a tzad and a taina, from the people who are royal Malchus. Because that is a chisaron in the Malchus. When people who are royal Malchus are rocking the boat, that's a chisaron in the Malchus. But when the machloikas has not been a David, that's not even a taina. Like, who are you? It's like somebody coming from the outside, you know? Some guy knocks on the door of the shul and he says, I want to be your rabbi. So you're not Jewish. No, I want to be your rabbi. He says, it's not even a taina. If it's not based David, it's not a taina. So his malchus is shalim. It's not a malchus of e malchus. So that's all about machloikas tam. אבל במלחמה, שהיינו שיש שלטון בפועל נגד היורש. In other words, if there's an actual war, because there is a actual rulership against the one who inherits through part of the nation, that they were mekabel upon themselves a different king, and they are not subordinate to the yoresh, and they actually wage war against him, doesn't matter if it's based of it or not, because here befoil his malchus is lacking. If it's tam a machloikas, so the machloikas is only lacking if the person has a taina. Otherwise, miyata b'chlal. But if b'foyal, you have a war against him, so it doesn't matter who's waging the war. If in Klal Yisrael, you have a group of people who are against him, so that's a chisar in the malchus. So there he needs a mashicha. ורק מחלוקת בעלמא וחיסרון של שליטה. רק משום שיש צד ואי מלכות של היורש על ידי שהטוען נגדו, יש פה ראיות למלכות. אבל על ידי מלחמה ראה בפועל חסרה מלכותו. ובוודאי באי משיכה. והתליה שמשלה בפועל יהודה וגדר מלחמה. So התליה זה מלחמה. Because she's a משלת בפועל. So she doesn't have to be מבני דוד. And therefore they anointed יויש. And that's what the Rambam writes. about Milchama, and that's why the Rambam writes the contrast to Shalom is Milchama, because you know, peace and war. So then after the Rambam quotes the pasuk about Milchama, he wants to say, but I mean, after the Rambam quotes the pasuk about Shalom, the Rambam contrasts that with war. That if there's war, it's the opposite of Shalom, because it says, "Leman yarich yamim ha-mamachto, hu banav bekerav Yisrael, bizman she-shalom bi-Yisrael." That's the Gemara's drasha. If there's Shalom, the opposite of that is Milchama, because then it's not, a true malchus. If there's a milchama here, it's not a true malchus. So after the Rambam quotes the pasuk, he mentions milchama. So if there's a machlekes, it's not going to be true malchus if they're in Beis David. And if there's a milchama, it doesn't even matter who they're from. But Befoil is not ruling, so in the melee you need mashicha. Okay, sweet friends, there's more arichus, a lot more to talk about in this Rambam. I hope to get to it. And we should be zoche. It's Hashem. Lerois neflois mitoras Hashem. And lomod ulam ilishmalas lakams kodibre salam toras of Yahava. And this was phenomenally spectacular. And I hope we're zoche to continue, because it's awesome. And thank you so, so incredibly much for listening. Shalom, shalom.